24 CTD mobile.
And about $23 worth. I think it's called doxycycline, something like that. But they referred her to a surgeon, so I expect to hear from them today that they might have to take it out if it's a cyst, but I don't think it is. It's looking good. You're getting closer to Clemson now.
I'm a drop off of Easley now. How is Bernice actually doing overall?
Pretty good. She's going to get an epidural on her back next week. And we hope that'll relieve some of her pain there. She got one about a year ago. And, several years ago. And it really helped a bunch for 4 or 5 years.
She got a hernia in a disc or something?
Honestly, she needs back surgery, but they didn't think she'd was a candidate for that, put it that way, at her age and all. Whenever they do back surgery, and she had that done once, about 10 years later, you're going to get to do it again because above it and below where they put in all the enough steel to sink a battleship, it weakens, and she's to that point, I think. But they paralyze your whole body when they do that, and you're on your face for about 6, 8, 9 hours, depending on the surgery, and they'd have to repair them above and below that point. So it's just kind of out of the question, but the epidurals hopefully will work.
Well, they've managed to do what they've managed to do so far in that. You know, we have had some medical advances that are halfway decent. But, you know, I have a friend, he had the fusion done on his back, and he had that done, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago, and he's like, yeah, it's just not really holding still, and he's still got a lot of pain from it. And so they're not quite there yet, and to be honest, I don't know why they have to go, you know, for the fusion surgery, they come in from the front, and you know, your spine's pretty close to your back. I don't understand that, but it is what it is.
Neural surgery is really highly dangerous. There's no question about it, and you better pick a really skilled person that does a lot of them. The neurosurgeon here said that they've done a fine job up in Joplin, Missouri, where we had it done years ago, and it's been a lot of years. But it's still not a perfect arm. I have tremendous back pain every single day, but there's nothing they can do about it. After they took an MRI one time, I asked the doctor what my back looked like, and she said, oh, sort of like it's been in a car wreck. And I guess that's from working on the car, and there's just nothing they can do with it. So I had them go in there and try to well, they shot 2 shots on each side. One, I think, was like lidocaine or something, and then the other was a steroid. It made me so sick, White, I thought I was going to die that day. And yet the neurosurgeon that Bernice had said he'd never heard anybody getting sick from the steroids. Well, I've got news for him. I did. I was in bed. I couldn't even stand light. I thought my head was going to blow off. And so they have to do that twice. And after they do it twice, then they'll go in there and they do an ablation. And they burn the nerves off. Unfortunately, that only lasts for a year. So under the circumstances, I declined to have that second set of shots. I thought it might kill me. So I just couldn't have that done. I think it was $3,000 just for those 2 shots back there.
That's terrible. To be honest, about all I wish they would do is, I got a herniated disc back there, and it'd be nice if they could just trim a little bit off so that it wouldn't press on my sciatica. because, you know, that hurts when it starts pressing down on that sciatica nerve, you know, it goes all the way down to, in my case, it goes all the way down to my knee. Thankfully, it does not go all the way to my foot, but still, you know, when it flares, it hurts like the devil, so I can understand that.
Send your LTR mobile. Yeah, that's what Marie says, and hers is this time, in her opinion. And instead of putting the epidural in longitudinally this time, they're going to put it in horizontally. And the doctor said there's a lot of nerves in there. He didn't want to take a chance of hitting. But that sciatic nerve on both sides goes all over the place, Wyatt. So I had 3 epidurals after a bad fall when I was working at a hospital on the black ice. And they were up towards the top of my back. Now, that's not where the pain's at now. And they were very successful. And the neurosurgeon said, it's not whether you get an epidural or not. It's where each particular surgeon decides to put that epidural. So there's your tip of the day.
You know, so far I've been managing it with chiropractic care, which seems to help for the most part. But, you know, it only seems to hold it well for about 3 days, and I can't afford to get more than once a week.
And even chiropractic is temporary at best, usually, unless, like Bernice, many, many years ago, you could actually see her back was misaligned, and it was inflamed red. And she went to this doctor, and he popped it back in, and that fixed it. And if you got something like that, it's fine. But other than that, I ain't going to them. It's money, money, money. And there's always another treatment needed. So I'm not too much of a believer in it, but boy, there's a lot of people that are. My daughters, both of them, believe in it emphatically. But not me. I'm old-fashioned, redneck, and narrow-minded, and it just hurts, and there's nothing to do about it. I feel sorry for you, but I would go to a neurosurgeon and see what he says about it, Wyatt. And the first thing he'll say, well, you got to have an MRI. I got to get one of those next month.
MRI before, and it's definitely a herniated disc, because I remember I was getting out of the truck, and I nearly fell over because I couldn't move. Had no idea what the heck was going on. Went to the doctor, and he said, okay, let's go get you an MRI. And, you know, it's like the exact same photo of a herniated disc that Wikipedia has. Classic example. So, you know, but I've had it for since 08. That's when I herniated it. And it's, you know, most of the time it's okay. I can get through it. I can go a couple of weeks without anything. But, you know, it's not just the herniated disc. It makes your whole back seize up at times. KJ4, CTD Mobile.
Climbing up to work on a 20-ton crane one time, Wyatt. This is LTR, by the way. And I'd be walking down the aisle, and it almost knocked me down at times. I had a problem with my back many years ago. And I started up in this 20-ton crane, and it had the typical steel guard around the back of it, you know, so you could lean back on it if you got tired. And if it hadn't been for that guard, I'd have fell about 35 feet to the floor. I just went backwards against the guard and let it hold me. But it's pain beyond belief. It feels like a gallbladder pain, put it that way. And sometimes times 10. Not a good deal. But, well, I hope you have steroid injection. Might help that, but, you know, with the inflammation or something. But I'm no doctor, so I'm probably way off. But take care of yourself and try not to aggravate it. That's all I can say. Have a good day, Wyatt, and we'll catch you down the line. I'm pulling into the driveway here. I better get this medicine up to my ward apartment. 73's KJ4CTD and 0TR clear.
Well, I did actually talk to a back talk. chiropractor one time. He's like, well, as long as chiropractor care is keeping it in check, you're fine. When that stops working, come see me. So that's what he told me. All right, we'll catch you later. 73, schedule for CTD.